Chatto and NMPs joining the ruling party, taking it as non-partisan. Can you share your comments on that?
I think, you know, if you look at the constitutional documents and the constitution itself, and I still remember it because I took part in the debate, and I think I'm only one of two persons still in parliament, the other being SM Lee Hsien Loong, who in parliament during the debate and saw the bill going through and becoming legislation and the constitution. I spoke in support of the bill. I thought that it was a good idea to bring in more voices into parliament, and I strongly supported it. If you look at the constitution, it expressly provides for an NMP to step down as an NMP and take part, join a political party and take part in elections. And if you look at the debates and the speeches around that time, including the background papers that were put forward, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew talked about potentially NMPs becoming ministers, and certainly the constitutional documents clearly envisaged that NMPs could join political parties and take part in elections. I think the final word really is the constitution itself. The way it's been drafted, that was the intention. But I can understand that was more than 30 years ago, and not a lot of people would know the background or the provisions of the constitution. But the final word, I think, is that the constitution expressly provides for this, this framework. But we must make sure, of course, that while they are NMPs, they are independent, and you got to, parliament has got to choose men and women of character and who carry themselves properly, and that's important. But the fact that they can contribute subsequently or prior is something that was always understood and provided for.